So many of the youth that we both represent and speak to have various challenges, mental health diagnoses, developmental disabilities. They are youth who present with behavioral challenges, and those behavioral challenges are exactly what make them eligible for treatment in a community-based setting.
So what you found here is that quite often children, youth who were in mental health facilities were, rather than being treated when they had issues like behavioral issues or sort of teenage issues, rather than being treated there, that staff were calling the police.
What we found is there was a noticeable amount of calls to law enforcement from residential treatment programs in particular for behaviors that the youth presented within the residential setting, whether that be aggression or property destruction, that, you know, make them eligible to receive that service. And the residential treatment program, you know, has the expertise in treating those particular behaviors and should be able to provide an appropriate therapeutic intervention as opposed to a law enforcement intervention.
If you could give me a couple examples of how this is happening and why you think that staff might feel compelled to call in law enforcement.
There's a great variability in the reasons why staff contacted law enforcement. Some of those reasons could be that the particular youth went, outside of the building without staff permission, with a stated intention to leave the program, but staff still had eyes on. Two more extreme, situations in which, there was aggression, being portrayed by a youth and the staff didn't feel adequately prepared to respond appropriately.
And in some cases, the situation had resolved by the time the police got there.
Right. We did see that in our findings as well.
When law enforcement is called in for issues that fall under the umbrella of, just bad behavior, people having therapeutic needs, what happens and what results can this have for young people?
So what we've heard from many youth and families is when law enforcement becomes involved in a situation in an intensive therapeutic setting, it often escalates the situation rather than de-escalate the situation, as, the staff who are, supporting that youth within the program have the training and expertise of how to best resolve that situation. Alternatively, we have a statewide crisis system in which staff could reach out to respond to what we believe to be behavioral health crises and not something that warrants law enforcement intervention.
And when law enforcement does intervene, that can result in charges for young people, right?
Yes, it does. Result in criminal charges for some youth.
What needs to happen at the state level to deal with these issues, and how does that happen?
We outline a number of recommendations in our report. Most importantly, we believe the state needs to address the gaps in our service system for youth with disabilities to ensure that they receive the most appropriate and effective treatment. We want to keep youth with disabilities out of the correctional system and from being incarcerated so that they can receive effective treatment within the community.
Katrina Ringrose is a children's advocate with disability rights Maine. Katrina, thank you.
Thank you.